You must not be lazy. Okay, the next point now. Praise God. Destiny destroyer. I mentioned it earlier. Evil communication. Evil communication. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33. It says, evil communication corrupts good manners. Evil communication corrupts good manners. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 33. Can we read another scripture? Proverbs chapter 29 and verse 24. Proverbs 29 verse 24. This is what it says. It says, whoso is partner with a thief hated his own soul. He heareth cursing and berate it not. You don't run away from it. You are seeing trouble. You are not running away from it. You are partner to a thief. Your partner to a thief, he said, you hate your own soul. You hate your own soul. Verse 27, amen. Before I read verse 27, let me emphasize what this verse 24 is saying. Because right before us, we have testimonies that abound like that. Evil communication corrupts good manners. Two cannot work together except they agree. Listen, church. I know there is recently somewhere there special anti-robbery squad, SARS. A young man was arrested. You know what? A kidnapper kidnapped somebody's child for a ransom. And the police were looking for him. You know, if you speak on phone, they will track where you are calling for, track the number, and they will get them. So here you are in a beer parlor. The guy walked in there, saw people in the beer parlor, and then, before you know it, chatted and they became friends immediately. And the next thing was, he said, Abeg, I don't get credit. Can I just use your phone and make a call? He took the man's phone and then made a call. The guy was drinking his beer and did not bother to know what the guy was saying, who he was calling. Not knowing that, he was calling the people that kidnapped their child and telling them what to do, communicating with them. So they got the number. He finished talking who he is. They don't know. They did not know who the man is. He just met him there. Of course, police traced that number and they grabbed him. Where is the person you people kidnapped? He said, which people? I'm not a kidnapper. Where is he? This is your number that was used. You partner with a thief. He said, you hate your soul. I am aware that some people were killed. I asked because I knew him in the Ikoyi prison. And so years after, I was asking, where is so-so-so person? And then I was told, oh, he is dead. Why? That he went to visit some people that he met in the prison. He was released. So he went, those people were released before him, they met in the prison. So he came out and just went to visit him. And then the day he was there, police came to raid them because those people were armed robbers. They raided the house and then there was exchange of fire. And so from there they grabbed them. They killed everyone there, including him. Because he was a partner to a thief. When we say some of these things, that you should be careful who you associate with, you cannot understand what we are talking about. That's the truth. And so, when the Bible says two cannot walk together except they may agree, This is the scripture that confirms it. Verse 27, Proverbs chapter 29. See the way he put it. He said, an unjust man is an abomination to the just. And he that is upright in the way, you are also abomination to the wicked. So, these two people can never agree. If you are righteous, wicked people will hate you. And if you are wicked, righteous people too will stay away from you. So there should be nothing to bring you together. Two can never work together except they agree. They say, birds of the same feather, what happens? They congregate together. Amen. By the friends you keep, we know who you are. By the kind of friends, company that you keep, we know who you are. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's because of bad company that you join gangs and join cults. It's because of bad company that you become immoral. You see one small girl. To initiate you is very simple. You never get boyfriend. Hey. So you still be virgin. Hey. So what did you like? What did they enjoy? What did they enjoy? Said, me, I must enjoy my life. And he's preaching this evil as if there is any virtue in it. And remember that it is a ministry to initiate you into immorality. So there is an anointing that goes with it. And they will pester you. I'll be virgin. Why do you concern you with my virginity? But he's concerned. That's why he's asking you. Why you don't get a boyfriend? Why do you concern you? Now, did I complain? Can't you see that somebody is on assignment on you? So as you see that like this now. So you don't get a boyfriend. Come on. Now university with you. Now school with you. Mom will enjoy herself. Mom will enjoy herself. This life, the only ones and they live our move. You're not going to live this life again. May just enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourself. Is that not the language they use? Enjoy yourself. This life, the only ones and they live. We're going to live this life once. This stage where you're there now, you're not going to live them again. May just enjoy yourself. Wait here for me, for this school. All these boys, what they said and did, and they finished them. Me, as you see me, so I get four. All these boys. I get four. Not mind that they said they get sense. And they collect from Jide, and they collect from Ekechuka, and they collect from Andrew, and they collect from who again? What is your name? And then he's, as if he's a champion. The next thing you see her. She's wearing all manner of designer things. And then you, now two cloths you get, you go wash one, use one tomorrow, use one, all done fade still. And then he's telling you, see, hey, as you find rich like this here, see, as they waste, just waste yourself. Wait till. As you see me, so you don't like me. And you don't know it's assignment on you. Is that what I came to that school for? Why are you in school? What did you come to school to do? And before you know what? A wrong spirit enters. And before you know what? You have joined prostitution in the school and you don't know you're a prostitute. Qualified, graduated, professional prostitute. Now that's the truth. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Proverbs chapter 26, verse 2. It says, a curse, causeless, shall not come. This is the way he put it. As the bird, by wandering. As the swallow, by flying. So, the curse, causeless, shall not come. That is, if the bird was not jumping about, flying up and down, you no go jam catapult stone. You no go stone up. You no go jam trouble. The same thing with you, brothers. The same thing. So many of you, you say, cult people are pursuing me. Why are they pursuing you? You go find your girlfriend. Hey. You come to my farm. I deal with you. Then pursuing you up and down. So if you say you dead, it will not happen to you. Immorality will step in. I'm telling you, these things, they happen. I was in a campus before. I was in school like that before. I was your age like that before. God allowed me to go through it so that I can tell you that these things, all vanity upon vanity, all vanity. It will not be your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. Destiny destroyer number 4. They are not listed in order of importance, so they, as they come my head, I just put them down. Polygamous competition. That's the way I put it. Number 4. Polygamous competition. Number 4. Praise the Lord. You know what I mean by polygamous competition? Joseph is a perfect example in the Bible. When, because he was spiritual. You know, his father had many wives. All his other brothers. So this one is saying that you will rule over us, Abi. You had a vision, and Joseph no close his mouth. He did tell them. He say, he see all of now by interpretation of that dream, including his father, including his mother, everybody, and all his other children of his father, all of them, they bow before him. That means he's going to be a king and he will rule over them. And they knew that anytime Joseph see that, it will come to pass. And they knew he was a special person. Anyway, the father has special interest in him. And when you see your father among all the children in the house, because parents, some parents are very spiritual, there is something he has seen. Praise the Lord. There is something he has seen concerning that child. You are wondering why he loves a social person. Same father, same mother with you, more than you. You are wondering why. There is something he has seen. Praise the Lord. So the Bible says, the father loved Joseph, so that he made him a special suit, designer suit of many colors. The jealousy won't kill them. Let's see how you will become that king. And you know what he did? Praise the Lord. And you know what they did? To kill his destiny, they decided to finish him. To kill him. If not for their senior brother that said, no, Abimu could not kill him. Let's just throw away him for inside that hole and leave him. If not, they meant to kill him. I'm going to tell one story out there. And every one of us here, if your father has more than one wife, you are in danger zone. Is somebody understanding me? If your father has more than one wife, you are in danger zone. If your father has concubine that have children for him, whether he marry him or not, they have children for him. Your father, they keep woman for outside somewhere. You are in danger zone. The safest thing for you to do is listen to what I am telling you now and take heed to it. Because I come also from a polygamous family. I come from a house, my father married 13 wives. And all of them were living in the same compound. And all the 13 had children. You say, anyway, he was a king. So and in the north there, some of them have more than that. Praise the Lord. So it's obvious there will be competition. And personally, I know how some of them have tried to frustrate my progress. The first thing is, the solution is to recognize you are in danger zone and that nobody around there wants to see your progress except it's the same papa, the same mama with you. So, if you are going to any of them to look for help, amen, The type of help they will give you will be just enough to paint their image outside, so then they take care of their brother, their sister. But anything that will be, that will make you better, they will frustrate it. It happens in every family. Every family. It happens. So such a person, therefore, you know, is between you and God. You become more focused. Depend just, you know, depend on whatever little resource. Just know that there is danger. So in that house, you are careful. You won't be as careless as Joseph. You will be talking when you should not talk. Because when they hear it, assignment starts. Especially if your father has more property to share if he dies. Ha, come and see competition. Praise the Lord. Number 5. Disobedience to parents will destroy your destiny. Disobedience to parents. Ephesians chapter 6. Can we read it? Ephesians chapter 6 from verse 1 to 3. Amen. That scripture says, children, answer me, children, see you. Now, say you, they answer your papa for house. Eh? Yes, Popsy. Ask some of you, address your papa now. Yes, Mousy. Yes, Popsy. Children! Yes, what did they talk? Yes, what? Yes, what? Some are calling me daddy, some are calling me pastor. Anything you call me, hold it. Amen. I've lived my life fully. Fully. And I made a lot of mistakes in life that I would have been better than what I am now. I was a very useless life. This man standing here is a bright star. Don't you even see small traces of it in me? And you know, they see small traces. Small traces say, if to say this man took care of his earlier age, we are in for day now. It's true. So, I don't want you to make the same mistake. But very, very bright star. I was very, very intelligent. And when they take that intelligence, they joke. I was among those, praise the Lord, just joking with it, not taking things seriously. Until the first hit, they hit me, power! My head can't come down. I say, hey, now go and they go so. Amen. We're not going into that story because some people want to know all my secret to finish. I don't know anything about you. You know everything about me. They use and they abuse me. No, I'm not going to tell you everything. But I would have been better than this. Amen. Amen. You must make it in the name of Jesus. You must be the best. I say you must be the best. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Okay, we are reading somewhere. Disobedience to parents. Children. Answer me, children. He said, obey your parents in the Lord. For this is right. Tell your neighbor, obey your parents. Tell 4 people around you, obey your parents. Do you know the meaning of obey? Do you know the meaning of obey? I don't know the dictionary, I don't know how the dictionary defines it. But this is obedience. If obedience is in the military, the first thing they teach you in the military, for you to achieve the goal. And remember, the goal is determined by the commander. That is what they teach you in drill. They use that to teach you discipline. By the time you go for your NYC, they introduce the military training aspect of it to go to the camp. You stay in the orientation camp. They call it orientation. Orientation. To change your thinking. Remove all disobedience. Remove awareness. Make you more focused. Why do they bring a soldier to give you orientation? Why? Praise the Lord. When those of you know my history, I was in the military. And then in the officer cadet training school, the first day you report in the officer cadet training school, there is one type of humiliation you go through. I don't know whether they still do it now in these days of too much of grammar and human rights. But in our own time, when they finish dealing with you, to know whether you are still normal or not, they will ask you your name. What's your name? By the second or third day of resumption. When the day you are resuming, they wait for you at the gate. The senior cadets, they all went through the same initiation. They wait for you at the gate. As you are entering the gate, like this, the day you are coming with your bag, you see them standing. Oh, this guy is, oh, you look very handsome. Oh, my. You're welcome to the cadet quarters. Oh, yes. You know, you are still coming with your civilian mentality. Oh, yes. How are you? No, sir, no, you're senior cadet. The next thing, as you cross the gate to finish, they will allow you to just go and register. You register everything, they give everything, then they hand you over to them. Now, from that time, now they say, carry that bag and put on your head. See this dog, cow, frog. They kick you and you are first confused. Come, man. What's happening? You are asking what's happening. They sound you, slap you there. Carry the thing, put for your bag. Oh, yeah, frog jump with your bag. Where they carry, they come, they go. What is happening? You are asking what is happening. They're kicking you from the back. They'll bring water hose and wet you and your box and all the clothes that are inside the first. They take you to lemongrass. Do you know what is lemongrass? They will tell you to remove your cloth, bare body, and they will roll you on lemongrass. By the time you stand up, all your body has tattoo. Then they do that in the north there, in Kaduna there, the weather. And we always resume, all the resumption time is normally during Harmattan, January. And so, early in the morning, they wake you up. During Harmattan, come remove all your clothes and then enter shower. Usha! Then they bring you out to the cold. And then they are rolling you on the ground. They are cow. Say, what are they doing? It's orientation. Say, they want to remove civilian mentality. What is civilian mentality? Do this, he will question you. Do this, he will say, why? The Bible says, obey. In the military, obey before complain. Don't complain. You are called to obey. The third day, they ask you, come here, what's your name? And you call your name correct. The senior will look and say, yes, this one, he remember his name. That means the thing never enter. You are not, by the time they finish, and that's the truth, they ask you your name, you will not remember. Complete civilian before you be. You can't remember. Praise God. In the military school, in those days, there was a particular main road. And there's a particular tar that they tar with some stones. So the bitumen is more than the stones. The bitumen, that black something, is more than the stones they put. Road there in the school, you know, one of the streets there in the school. When the sun is so hot, the bitumen will melt. Then they will call you and come. Bring you there. In the afternoon. Bring the whole course there. Your bare hands. Oh yeah. Kneel down there. Or they'll tell you to be rolling there. The thing will be burning you. You'll be crying. What happened? They are removing civilian mentality. from you. Praise the Lord. When my friend came to visit me 1 month after, he see me like this. He don't recognize me. What if it is? I said, so we won't be officers. He says, they want to become officer. So we want to be officer. So when we say finish, the next set coming after us, we say we go bring them up. If you know what you go through last year, we too don't become senior. We do the same thing to the people who are coming. Some will run back, carry their bag, run, go back. Say they don't come back again. Praise the Lord. We were 120 of us that went to the military school. 86 passed out 5 years after. So many fell on the wayside. One man came to visit his son and saw them frying him on that road. And so he said, enter motor, what is this? He carried him back home. Amen. And the commandant just looked and said, where do you think you were sending your son before? Why are you afraid? Others didn't die. Why will your own die? Carry him. You refuse it to go. We are to obey. I'm going to give you some scriptures. As far as the parents are concerned, you are called to obey. And the Bible says that obey. Let's read it again. It says, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Anything your parent tells you to do, do it. Do it. Somebody came to me. A young boy came to me. And that, daddy, because we are Catholics, and my father said, I should not come to bride. And that, blah, 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 blah. And then this and that. I say, so your father said you should go to Catholic. You are living under. You say, you follow him. The boy was surprised. He thought I would say a lie. Keep coming here, I will pay your school fees if he don't let you go. He said, the father said he will not pay my school fees if I don't follow him. Then I asked him, you get any other person who could pay your school fees if your papa don't pay? Abinami, you want me to pay your school fees? I said, go back to your father. He has the finances. Praise the Lord. Go back to your father. And then talk to God to talk to his heart to release you. And live a life that is worthy of the gospel. God knows how to rearrange it for him to release you. But you cannot say, be dragging with your father. Your father said, do this. Then you say, nah, 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 I will not do it. Then curse you. It's bad. That is the deviant spirit that has come on you these days. And then verse 2 says, honor thy father and mother. He said, it's the first commandment with promise that it may be well with thee and thou mayst live long on the earth. If you want to live long on earth, obey your father, obey your mother. Get the tape that I preached on parental blessings. Praise the Lord. Proverbs chapter 20, see the way the wise man put it. Verse 20. Proverbs chapter 20 and verse 20. What does it say? Listen very well. Underline it in your Bible. It says, whoso curseth his father or his mother, his lamp shall be put out in obscure darkness. That is, you will have no future. And there are people that curse their father, curse their mother. And you may not curse them directly to their face, but there are things that you do that shows that you have no regard, you have no respect for them. Oh, that is Bible. Go to chapter 23 and verse 22. Chapter 23 and verse 22. He says, hearken unto thy father that begat thee, and despise not thy mother when she is old. Despise not this old woman self. This old woman self. This old man self. Old man, what do you know? What do you know? What do you know? Ha! God has made our father and our mother, especially our father, God has made them God over us. Anything they say concerning you, heaven backs it up, whether they are Christians or not. I know you're going to ask me a question later. If my father says I should go and worship a shrine with him, should I? That's a different case. That's a different case. Because he said, as unto the Lord, obey them in the Lord. Obey them in the Lord. He's telling you to do things that you know are abomination as far as this scripture Bible is concerned. Then you are not expected to do it, and God will back you up. Proverbs chapter 17 and verse 25. Underline that also in your Bible. 17 and verse 25. It says, a foolish son is a grief to his father and bitterness to her that bear him, to the mother. I read it again. A foolish son is a grief to his father and bitterness to her that bear him. Because every one of us, we are supposed to make our parents proud. Proud. Chapter 10, Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 1. Concerning this, I say I have some scriptures to read. Amen. The same thing, he repeated. He says, the proverb of Solomon, the wisest man that has ever existed on earth apart from Jesus. A wise son maketh a glad father, but a foolish son is the heaviness of his mother. See? And how can somebody who is not happy with you bless you? And yet, the blessing that they bless you, heaven backs it up. And the cursing that they curse you, heaven backs it up. You want to confirm it? Look at how Jacob blessed his children. Everything he said to those children in his old age came to pass years later. Proverbs chapter 15. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 20. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 20. It says, a wise son maketh a glad father, but a foolish man despiseth his mother. Praise the Lord. And Proverbs chapter 30. Proverbs chapter 30, verse 11 to 13. He said, there is a generation that curseth their father and does not bless their mother. This will not be that generation in Jesus' name. He said, there is, verse 12, a generation that appear in their own eyes and yet is not washed from their filthiness. You think that the lifestyle that you are living is right, yet everybody is seeing that you are a useless person. Praise the Lord. Verse 13, there is a generation, oh, how lofty are their eyes, and their eyelids are lifted up. So lifted up, deviant people. And verse 17, it says, the eye that mocketh at his father and despiseth to obey his mother. What will happen to that eye? The ravens of the valley shall pick it out, and the young eagle shall eat it. That is, you become useless. Very useless. Why? Because you mock your father, you mock at your mother. It will not be your portion in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Destiny destroyers. Poverty is one of it. Number 6. Poverty is one of it. Praise God. Because sometimes you want to achieve your vision, but an environment of poverty disturbs it. You want to make it You want to be a medical doctor, but you know how expensive it is to go to the medical school. You know how expensive it is to go to any good university now. Your parents, maybe they try by all means. They try, but you manage to reach JS3. They say, no way. Listen, church. People that have dreams, don't give up. Somebody understanding me? People that have a vision, don't give up. They don't give up. If you fall within this category, always remember that it is God that gives you the power to be anything you are. That's why he says in all thy ways, acknowledge him. To become what you are, what you want to be, he said, without me you can do nothing. Take note of that. Without me, you can do nothing. So what happened is, you can defeat poverty and still achieve what you want to achieve. Yes. Our leader of the chairman, the president of the Bright Cooperative, his parents didn't take him to school because of poverty. So, he gained a job as a typist. He went, read enough to know how to read, how to type. At least, he just went as an office, somebody's assistant or so. And then from there, because you have a vision, you know something? There is something about a vision. It makes you act like this young man that wants to be a medical doctor. You want to be an accountant. You know, even in this age, there is a way you will carry yourself. There's an air around you. You begin to act like that accountant, like that medical doctor already. That was exactly the condition of Joseph. He saw himself as a king. I know I'll be a king in future. So anywhere he is, the things that king should not be found doing, he won't do it. So anywhere he was, there was something special about him. Not pride. Until the spirit of leadership was in him, until they sold him as a slave to the house of Potiphar, a general, the guy looked at him, there's something special about this guy. And before you know what, he became the chief of staff of Potiphar's compound. He called him and said, you are in charge of everything here except my wife. They laid false allegations against him and sent him to the prison. You would have thought that the vision is forgotten, but even in the prison there was favor. Before you know what, he was the head of all the prisoners there. Uh-huh. Why? There is something he knows that he is destined to become. So, certain actions around, he will not find himself doing it. How can somebody who intends to be great go into drugs that there is no drug person, addict, that the memory is not affected? Those drugs affect your thinking, affect your memory. You begin to depreciate in your memory as you take drugs, as you smoke those cigarettes. How do you intend to achieve something that you know will be achievable maybe in some 30 years' time? Then here you are smoking cigarettes that you know will cut short your life, your longevity, your life expectancy. It is written in that packet of cigarettes, smokers die young. They know it. How will you go and be taking alcohol when you know the damage it is doing to your system? People who have such ambition, they don't do that. I'm talking to somebody. Who is the person I'm talking to make sure? I hope you are hearing me. Who is hearing me? You must hear me. Tap your neighbor. Listen to the pastor. Listen to the pastor. Tell him. Amen. Our brother told me, while he was in that office, just to be able to have food to eat, he was so good there, he found favor before the oga, and it was a bank. Before, you know what, while he was there doing a secretary work, carry file, come here, carry file, office boy, give me tea, clean this place. He was studying at home and read and got his papers. Read, thank God for what do you call this, distance learning and part-time. It takes longer, but you will get there. Amen. He decided to sponsor himself. That's what I am saying. While he be office boy, one day, he table his certificate. Eh? Now you get this certificate. Yes, sir. I have qualified. And people with that certificate cannot be there anymore. Before you know what, the bank upgraded him. And that is how he became a manager. And before you know what, he said that is not even enough. He decided to start again, another degree. Because these bank people, na degree then they find. If not, one day they will come and say, na only one I get. He read again. He was thinking, what if this banking work finish? What did I go come they do? He decided. You see people thinking ahead. He went to read law and qualified and became a barrister. So he was here, a banker and a lawyer. Now, a bank, he got retired as a senior manager with a bank. And now, he's now a practicing lawyer. He planned this. Despite his poor background, he was able to achieve it. That is why I say, don't let poverty disturb your ambition. There is a way out. Tell your neighbor, there is a way out. There is a way out. My former boss, who retired, I don't know whether it's a group called Air Commodore. The same story, when he was telling me how, he said he didn't go, never one day did he sit down in any classroom. He said not even primary school. He never sat in any primary school. He said his parents were too poor to sponsor him. Nothing. He said they were all farmers in the village. But something determined, he said, people leave this village. They go out there, they make him here and sit down. What is happening? On his own, he trained himself at home. He told me he never went to any conventional school, and yet he became a chartered accountant. He joined the Air Force as a director of service when they were looking for professionals, and he rose to be the Air Force Director of Finance. Praise the Lord. I remember that one day like that, he bought a brand new car, brand new sports car. And then his son, he just went and came back, his son took that car. His son was just entered the first year in the university that time and took the car and went out. And then he came in and discovered the car was out. He was raking. What kind of nonsense is this? And the boy came back and he was screaming. He wants to even, like, say, make a carry gun shoot him. He said, carry my car, sir. I work hard to achieve where I am now. You go and get your own. My father was poor. That is why this, I work hard to be where I am. You are there, you're not working hard to get your own. You are waiting. He said, boy told him, he said, Dad, your daddy was a poor man, but my daddy is not a poor man. Somebody, your pikin must tell you like that one day. Amen. When he was trying to wreck, then my friend who was sitting down there near him, he said, sir, what in the boy they talk not true? Stop referring to your poverty like that every time. Your poverty, how you struggle, reach this stage. Your pikin too should struggle like that. But I am telling you the testimony of a man from nothing. Poverty must not stop you in the name of Jesus Christ. So stop saying my father is poor, my mother is poor. What is his name? Cosmos Maduka is a billionaire today. You know his background. You listen to him. He didn't even go to school. But there was an ambition he had that education could not stop him. Poverty could not stop him. I say it again. Poverty will not stop you in the name of Jesus. Amen.